Nate Smith and Whiskey on You on the Harbor's New Country, Kix 95.3. Rick Moyer with you on the Kix Afternoon Show. And you know, I love it when I have guests in the studio. Sometimes I get lonely, you know, and I just sit here and go, come on now, somebody come visit me. And they did. Yeah, that's right. Ladies and gentlemen, with me from Grace Harbor College, say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I just want to make sure your microphone is on there. Yeah, okay, it is. All right, so who do I have with me today?
Kelsey Stegner. I'm the accessibility coordinator.
Cool. And what does that mean?
I actually help everybody with accommodations and supports in classes. So if anybody has like a 504 IEP or doctor's note, I can actually help them get supports in classes so that they actually have a more accessible classroom.
You're cool. Yeah. Thank you for doing that, because that's really important. And who are you?
I'm Amber Hatley. I'm a student success navigator at Grace Harbor College.
Okay.
Specifically works with veteran and reentry students.
Wow. You guys are important people that do a lot of really good work. Well, that's awesome. You're here for a very specific reason today. I ran into you, I think, in the parking lot at the Bank of the Pacific the other day, and we were talking about really cool things happening at Grace Harbor College. What is going on this week?
Hollow Week?
Yep, we're part of the Hollow Week committee, and we have a week-long celebration.
Oh, fantastic. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so all week long, we have a scavenger hunt, spooky story and art contest, and costume contest.
Wow. Okay, so starting today is the first day, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so what is today?
Today's Monday.
And is there a specific thing? Spirit Day.
Yes, school spirit.
All right.
And then Student Life also started a pumpkin hunt contest. And it'll go on all week long.
So you look for a specific pumpkin?
Yep, around Lake Swano. And then they trade it in at Student Life for a prize.
Nice. $1 million, right?
Something like that.
Yeah. All right. So Monday today, they're looking for pumpkins and it's Spirit Day. What is tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Tuesday, and we have a Haunted House Monsters costume contest going on, and then Student Life is also doing a Donut on a String contest.
Donut on a String contest. I did that when I was younger, because I love donuts. Not as easy as it looks, though.
I actually have never done that before. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, just make sure you have a paper towel or a towel or something, because if it's the glazed kind, it gets all over.
Oh, I can imagine all that stickiness.
Yeah.
And of course, Halloween sprinkles on them.
Halloween sprinkles. Yes. Love those. Orange and black, I bet.
Right.
Yes. Nice. All right. So what else is going on this week?
On Wednesday, we have board games brought to life as our theme for costumes. And Student Life will be doing Dr. Evil's Box of Surprises guessing game.
Nice.
And they're having a pizza party.
Wow. Okay, so that means that you would do, like, if you wanted to be, like, from Clue, you could be Dr. Mustard in the study with the candlestick.
Exactly.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool.
Board games.
Or, like, a character from Jumanji brought to life, which one of us might be.
Oh, that'd be cool. Or for Monopoly, you could be the dog, or you could be, well, there's all sorts of stuff.
Or you could literally be a board game.
Oh, that would be awesome. I love that. Oh, that's cool. Well, these are creative. Who came up with all these?
We actually kind of took a poll of some of the employees at Grace Harbor College, and then the Halloween committee voted for our favorites.
That's awesome. All right, Thursday, what happens?
So on Thursday, we're doing Enchanted Mythical Creatures Day and Student Life's Apple Bobbing Contest. There's also a blood drive, haha. And then we're doing a mindfulness workshop, which we do every Thursday from 1 to 2, and you can come anytime. Faculty, staff, and students are welcome. But this particular week, we're actually painting pumpkins.
Nice.
And we're going to be doing actual pumpkins or gourds, and we're also going to be doing ones that you can paint on paper too.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. You guys are so creative. All right. And what about the ending up the week on Friday?
Well, we actually don't until Saturday, but on Friday, we've got Decades Day for the theme, and then our Horrible Art Contest in Student Life. See what I did there?
Yes.
And you can bring your life work into Student Life, submit online, or create your own masterpiece there.
Ooh, and you could win a prize.
Yes, we have lots of prizes, gift cards, trophies.
Nice.
If you check out our hashtag GHC Halloweek, or if you check out the ghc.edu/Halloweek website, you'll be able to see pictures.
I will put a link on our interview here on our website, and people can go and see that.
Perfect. That would be great. Cool.
Now, you say something's happening Saturday.
Saturday, yes, is the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. That is the best way to end the week. Bishop Center is offering it for $10 a person. Doors open at 11. Show starts at midnight.
And you don't just get a movie on this one.
No, of course. You have to dress up too, right? I mean, there's a costume contest too.
Yes.
Yeah. And outside props are prohibited, but by all means, please dress up. It's supposed to be fun.
This is what I heard though this morning when the Loose Man was interviewing Casey. He said there are bags of stuff available for purchase that will go along with the movie that have been approved by the college.
There is, yes.
And so you will be able to get some of those props. Now, if you're not familiar with the Rocky Horror Picture Show, it's not just a movie. It's kind of a cult classic. It's really odd and different, and it's fun. But it has moments in the movie that fans have interjected different things into the actual watching the movie. I remember the first time that I ever experienced the thing, and I was amazed. I just looked around with big wide eyes because people knew when to say certain things, and I won't give anything away, but it's hilarious.
There's also the fishnets are going to be there, and they are doing a little bit of the background added experience.
I love the name.
Yes, absolutely amazing. It's so much fun. I mean, if you can dress up, by all means. If you don't know what we're talking about, please look it up and have a good time.
And this is kind of an adult thing too, right? I mean,
college age and over.
Yeah, I would think so. Well, I mean, even maybe some high schoolers.
Yeah,
could enjoy
high school.
It.
I mean, sure. I went every year when I was in high school.
I did too. Yeah. So anyway, it's going to be an awesome week this week at Grace Harbor College. You guys are amazing.
Thank you.
It's so cool.
We'll have lots of prizes. Like I said, we've got gift cards from a whole lot of local vendors, and including yourself. So everybody
can win a gift certificate to Moyer Multimedia. That's cool.
And all of the big trophies and awards will be given out daily and on Halloween.
Wow, that's cool. Now, can they follow the Facebook page for all the what's going on and everything? Or do you go to...
They can. Grace Harbor College page is posting all of our things for us. And again, excellent. That hashtag GHC Halloween, all one word.
All right. I'll make sure and get that all that information from you. We'll put it on the website when we put this interview up. So awesome. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome. Grace Harbor College, Hollow Week. I love saying that. It's just too much fun. Kix 95.3, the Harbor's new country. Here you go, Toby Keith.